You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone. My name is Paul, and this is the last show that I'm going to record before my bachelor party. So if you don't hear from me again, it's been fun. It's been nice. Thank you for the support. Really does mean everything to me. Hey, Rob.
That's a scary thought. I'm not going to lie. No, it's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to have a good time. Mind your P's and Q's. Anyways, I'm Rob. This is episode 779, and we're glad you're with us. And looking forward to hearing all about Paul's bachelor party on the flip side. Of course, I don't know that we're going to hear all about your bachelor party. Maybe a little bit about your bachelor party?
Just a little.
A little bit about it. Okay.
Just a
tiny bit.
That's
fair. That's fair.
Yep. Just a tiny bit. So anyway, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for listening in. As always, whether it's on iTunes, Stitcher, or YouTube, wherever you watch the show, please subscribe and leave us a review. It really helps us out, and it really helps other people find out information to really make the community better as a whole. The more responsible and safe we can be, the more educated everyone benefits from that. I think it's proven. So
absolutely,
please leave us a review. Let's make this one short. Just in the wake of the bachelor party. So
let's just play a question.
Yeah, let's just play a question.
Jump right in.
Hello, Paul and Rob. This is Joe. Skytrack UAV in Omaha, Nebraska. Wondering if you could give me any insight on this. I've been, like most people, trying to get my start with imaging and video for real estate, but many of the realtors that I've been speaking with have been operating illegally, doing images and video for themselves, claiming either that they don't understand the rules or that they don't need a license because somebody is doing it for them for free, a spouse possibly. Can you give me any insight into how to approach these instances? It'd be extremely helpful. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for the question. And for everybody out there who has a question, please go to astroneu.com and get that sucker in. You know, Joe, that is a very frustrating aspect of this industry right now. And typically, you know, it's hurting the folks that are doing their best to break into the industry, into that real estate segment of the industry. And so, yeah, we understand that that's a big challenge. And unfortunately, there's not an easy answer. So I always like to say,
unfortunately, most realtors are horrible people.
That is a bit of a generalization. Just a bit.
What's a generalization?
What's a generalization? What is?
Can't use the word in the definition.
What is? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just joking about generalizations because most realtors suck. So,
anyways.
Not all realtors, Jana. I'm just kidding. Most realtors, though. And if you're a realtor, sorry.
No, if you're a realtor, then you're one of those that doesn't suck, right?
If you're a realtor and you're watching this and you're a high performer, you sell a lot of houses, chances are you're a nice person.
Well, and
chances are you're organized. Chances are you have systems. Chances are you respect the people that you work with and you'd be happy to do their job for them anytime. That'd be a good realtor.
Yeah, and most likely if you're a realtor and you're listening to this, then either you do have your 107 or you understand the need for it and you're willing to get it, or
good job. Sorry.
That's right. Or to hire somebody that has one who's doing things legally. Because you know what's ironic about this? By the way, what's ironic about this is that if you were to suggest to a realtor that somebody could go sell a house, they don't need a license. You know what? The regulations are confusing. Why would that person need to bother with all that? How hard can it be to put an ad in the paper, to slap a listing? Oop, I better not call it that because I'm not a licensed realtor, whatever. Slap that on some website and sell that house, especially in a market like we're in here in Albuquerque where houses are selling pretty easily. They'll be fine. But the irony is that's exactly what these people are doing, these realtors who are flying their own properties or having somebody fly them who's not licensed. And I'm strong word, but there's some hypocrisy there. So Yeah, the frustration is very real. But so the question is, do we become snitches? I mean, that's really what this comes down to.
Well, if I said snitches get stitches on the air again, oh, wait, I just did that. The Albuquerque Department of Film.
Oh, yes,
office
yes, yes.
Manager, may send that to the FAA again. Oh, yeah, that happened. anyway, but it was funny because I said that because one of my competitors who still sucks on the sticks, but he's a good guy. And he does most of the movie business here in town. Good for you. And it's, you know, and actually the way
good
that this
you,
has all worked out, it has actually made me so grateful because for a while I was so mad that he was stealing business away from me because I was like, well, I can do it better. I know I can do it better. I've watched you fly. Like, you're not that good. You're like a 75. I'm like a 93. Anyway. Just nice. Saying.
It's all good. Carry on.
Yeah. I was going to make a prep school, public school joke right there, but I don't think it would have been very good. Anyway, continuing on, I'm really grateful that this has all happened because in him fighting me and getting the investigations from the FAA on me and just doing everything he possibly could to negate our business, it just hasn't worked. And it's even better. It's shown me what the movie industry business is really like. And it's not a business that I particularly enjoy working in. I would much rather work for the down-to-earth, small to medium cap business owner who needs done. Excuse my language. We're probably going to have to bleep that out. They just need stuff done. And there are no egos involved. And the movie business is just full of egos. I mean, we just had someone come to a training, bless his heart, good guy. I mean, I get he's trying to make his way in the business, but he just had this really overinflated sense of capability. And
it's almost like that's what you need for, again, ironically, to make it in that business.
I think that that's true, but I also think it's the deadliest thing ever for your career and your personality as a whole, let alone your love life and your personal life. But anyway, he was like showing us, you know, his reel and he's doing this and we're like, yeah, you should come to the subject tracking class. Like, you're the perfect candidate for this because we're doing pretty difficult and there's number two. And I think your work could really use it because it's really good practice. You know, I mean, the boat is going a constant speed. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're able to practice your turns on a moving object at a constant speed. It really is the perfect way to train for subject tracking. And he's like, oh, I could do that. And then Doug was like, oh, well, can you do this? And he shows him a picture of me flying the Inspire like 4 feet from the controller, maybe 10 feet from the surfer, and 3 feet from the boat. And it's in between all of those things. You know, just getting this really nice close-up low shot. And I mean, it's hard to watch in the video because in the video, the boat is moving because you can see the wake trail, you know, right. From the boat moving.
Right.
But a lot of people, like they don't see the landscape, you know, changing in the background. So for some people, it doesn't look like you're moving, but how could you not be moving when someone is surfing on the wake right. behind the boat?
It's magic. Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, oh, I could do that. I could do that. And Doug's like, are you sure? And he's like, you know, pull out your demo reel again. Let's see this thing. And it took everything in my body to be like, you are the most egotistical guy I have met in the drone industry other than Mike Fortin. And
gotta drop them names.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Anyway, and I was just like, that genuinely hurts you in the long run. It doesn't hurt anyone but you the most because I could sit here and bash on the guy, but what is that going to do? Make me feel better? Like,
no, absolutely not.
Exactly. It's stupid.
Make you feel worse.
It just was one of those moments where it really proved to me that you have got to be humble. You have got to be, yes, you're trying to take some risks in your flight, but just small ones to prove to yourself that you have the confidence to do these things.
Well, it is a balance because you certainly need to be humble, but you also need to be confident.
True, right? And not overly confident. And my point in saying all this is that, you know, once you swing to the overly confident,
yeah.
And I've learned this the hard way, it's really detrimental to you.
Absolutely.
And after that,
I think that's clear.
Rabbit trail.
I'm yeah,
not
after
really
that
sure
rabbit.
What we were
after that
about.
Rabbit trail, we're gonna try to help Joe figure out how to deal with realtors who are flying without their 107.
That's why I was talking about that. Egos, because realtors have egos, yes. And oftentimes there's very little that you can say once they're already doing their system. If they are flying illegally, there are two things that you can do. And my point in saying all this is, I remember in the movie industry, the egos, this competitor came back to me. Mm-hmm. It was just a month or two ago. And he was like, we just want to apologize for everything that's happened. And
really? You didn't tell us that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
And he was like, you know, I'm really appreciative that you're following and abiding by part 107 and doing this. And I'm like, bro, I wrote a book on the thing before FAA did. Sorry. But it was just like, you really didn't think that I was going to follow the rules? Like, this is really funny. But anyway, I was just so grateful because it just like totally, it was that moment. It was that deep breath
mm-hmm.
that meant the world to me.
That's awesome.
And it showed me that ego can be overcome.
Indeed.
But the only way it can be overcome oftentimes is when a third party comes in and they say, we're closing the door on you.
Hmm.
So here's what I mean by the third party. We really went into a rabbit hole here. I'm not really sure.
I'm sure you're going to tie it all back together in a pretty little bow.
I cannot
wait to see the polka dots on this bow.
So when you have a realtor who is flying drones illegally, hiring an illegal drone pilot, by the way, if you are in the Drone U community, there is a resource in the file section of an email from the FAA specifically talking about how they are now going after realtors and charging each one $11,000 per flight. That means per sortie, which if you're not familiar with a sortie, that means every single battery you put in the thing. My first thing would be, look, I'm really trying to make my way in the drone community. I'm trying to make, you know, solid connections and relationships. But when I see someone doing something illegally, it gets me fired up. And can you understand, as a realtor, if you saw someone selling homes without a realtor's license, would that make you mad? Because the only way that you are going to get in the mind of a control freak or someone who is egotistical is if you put the problem and the solution in their mind as if they have control, which they really don't have control. This goes back to the book Never Split the Difference, mm-hmm. calibrated questions, making them feel like they're in control, but they're actually not in control. Anyway, really, really good chapter of that book. But going into it, if you present the problem to them, say, hey, how would you feel if, you know, someone was selling homes without a realtor's license, would that make you upset? Yes. I mean, you already know what they're going to say.
Of course, if they're honest, but they may not be.
And if they're not, then you just go straight to step three, which I'll give you step three here in a second. Step three is you just go to the FAA and say, hey, look, this mofo is doing some effed up shiza. Don't say any of these things. You just be like, Mr. Fizdo, I believe I've witnessed a realtor violating part 107 of the law, and I wanted to just provide you the example, and here's the contact information. Because going back to the pretty little bow tie and my competition, mm-hmm. this is what the competition was after, was me getting scared into complying. And they knew the whole time that nothing would really happen. And right. I hated them because I was so afraid that I was going to lose my license, never be able to fly, pursue the dreams that I've created in my mind. And that really made me mad. But now that I know the FAA and I know that 9.9999 times out of 10, it's just going to be a slap on the wrist. Hey, right. You can't do that. Scare the crap out of the realtor. It works. Just call your local FISDO office, provide an example, and give them the realtor's information, because you're not really a snitch. 9 times out of 10, compliance philosophy. FAA is going to say, you can't do this.
Yeah.
They're going to come down on them. They're going to scare the crap out of them. Then they're going to comply. If that doesn't work, we have something else that's much more powerful than the FAA. And this is what I was going to say at the beginning of the show, was that this is, again, another proof and proof of pudding that the FAA is not truly in control of the drone industry as itself. In my previous podcast, I've said that the insurance world is actually in control, which I believe they are. In addition to that, so is the National Association of Realtors, NAR. NAR has gone after realtors for some really stupid reasons, in my opinion. Example number one is the fact that some realtor was posting videos on YouTube. He knew the branded unbranded rule, yet when someone clicked on that listing from MLS, it showed advertisements of a competitor's listing, which violates the law. So they were told they can't use YouTube. Yet there are a million realtors using YouTube.
Of course.
Like, their enforcements are very, I mean, again, like the FAA, defined, poignant, only made aware of, and only do something when they're made aware of, example.
Right.
So now this particular realtor was being serviced by one of our students, and we helped him get through things. And he posts all of his videos on Vimeo now because they don't display ads from competitors. And he has unbranded and branded videos, blah, 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 blah. My point is, though, is that NAR is your greatest friend. And I actually tweeted at NAR saying I want to have him on the show because this is actually a significant issue. There are a lot of realtors. There's a guy named Brian in Santa Fe who's doing this all the time.
Well, it doesn't seem like it's getting any better.
Well, I mean, they're realtors. I mean, this is why I said at the very beginning, realtors are horrible people. They always try. No, they really are the definition of horrible people because they want you to take pictures for them of their house below $200. And they want to use that to sell the $400,000 house that they're going to make.
A lot of money.
How much?
They're going to make 24 grand on that.
Boom. And they want to pay you $200. Yeah. I don't really care.
Or half of 24 grand.
3%,
worst case, right?
I'm pretty sure Craig made over $1 million as his commission for that one property, if you know which one I'm talking about.
Wow.
34 million, 3%, go.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for him.
I'm just saying. Don't let realtors make you think that you are not valuable. You are valuable. If anything, you're the most valuable freaking asset of the team because what you're doing is displaying why that house is cool, beautiful, and why someone would want to live in it. Okay? I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
And if they don't value you and they don't value the process and the system of the FAA and of Part 107, there is no skin off of your back to go to FSDO, FSDO, Google FAA FSDO, and submit a complaint with evidence. And they're going to get a slap on the wrist and they're going to comply and boom, system moves forward. And that's how we do this thing. My point in talking about my competition, scaring the crap out of me, really making me hate them, then finally to a happy conclusion, was that it is the example of what's going to happen in this case. Realtor's going to get mad and they're going to get frustrated. Who called the FAA on me? By the way, just say in your email that you want to remain anonymous and then they will not put out your information. They're going to get a slap on the wrist. Then you can call them in a couple weeks, offer them a discount. You know, I would actually wait more than a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Yeah, and then
offer them a discount to your services. That's what I would do. Yeah. And then if they say no, you call the FAA on me and be like, well, you need a slap on the wrist.
So not deny it.
Oh, no, not kinda, at all.
Yeah.
No.
No, and again.
Although I did deny it to a wedding photographer here in town who was like flying drones over people and like wrote articles
about how
awesome it was. And then I just copy to paste the link.
And that's a safety issue. That really is a different animal.
And that's what most pilots would tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Go up to that person, have a conversation with them nicely, showcase there is a law, showcase there are enforcements, provide examples, again, document inside the DroneU community, then say, you know, it's really not that hard to follow the system. And why are you trying to cheap out on photos anyway? Are you trying to be someone who's building a business of a lot of listings, of someone who trusts and the community respects them as a professional and they're always willing to do anything that they need at whatever time? Because right now, what you're setting up as a business reputation is that you don't respect people. You don't respect the value of certain things. And you want whatever you can get for the minimum price. Do you know anyone who's ever succeeded by following the minimum standards, by only giving the minimum? Me neither.
Not in the long term, no. And you know, another approach is to go to a realtor. And you know, presumably, you have some form of relationship with this person or you're developing a relationship. And that is sell why you're so much better than anything that they can do.
Well, okay.
Right?
So let's also talk about that because I have learned this, again, the hard way. And I think it's really important that anytime I can teach someone from my experience and it was a negative
experience. That's why we're here.
Exactly. Don't talk about your competition as you've heard me talk about my competition on the show. Step one.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Step two. Sorry, my passion gets in the way of my rationality at times. So,
hence the beep in this episode.
So when someone asks about your competition or brings up your competition or says something that indirectly talks about competition, this is what you say. Rob, I want you to say, well, what about dart drones? Okay? Just start with that.
Can I just make one up instead of using an actual one?
Well, I'm just so happy after some of the testimonials we've gotten from other people about dart drones.
Targeted drones.
Okay, fine. I see what you did there.
You're too quick for me.
Okay. Would you like to know the differences between us and Target drones? Or what if I could show you some testimonials from people who have used both of us? Is that something you're interested in? Because otherwise, I'd prefer just not to badmouth the competition. And I'd prefer for you to learn why we are a quality production company, why we focus on quality and consistency. And we do that by following the rules. And
well, I have heard that Target Drones does some amazing work.
You know what? They probably have. I mean, if they've been doing a lot of work themselves, chances are that 1% of that is going to be really good.
Ouch. Well done, Mr. Aiken.
But if you really want to know, if you really want to know the differences between us, I'd really be happy to dictate them to you. But more importantly, I'd rather show you because everyone can walk the walk, but we need people who can. Excuse me.
Fly the
Everyone
fly.
Can talk to the talk. We need people who can walk the walk or fly the fly. No, but really, I mean, the way you should answer that question is, look, no one likes talking about their competition. But if you truly want to know the differences between myself and them, I'd be happy to tell you. But I'm just not going to get in a conversation about, you know, what's what. I can tell you what I do differently, what I'm focused on, quality and consistency. Making my clients happy, and I can tell you specifically what we do differently, but not really interested in.
Well,
in
and if, it did, if the conversation did come to that, which by the way, that was not what I was alluding to earlier, was talking about your competition. I was actually talking about your work relative to what the realtor can do, and maybe they're really good, but more likely you're better than they are. But if it does come to a conversation about competition, frankly, what I'm going to do is give them some sort of small compliment and move right on past them and start talking about what we do. Right?
True.
I don't need to go. Oh, gosh. We should probably end this episode. I hope that this has been helpful. And guys, please leave us a review. And you can talk in this particular review about how we went on and on and on today. But that's okay. We're having fun. Hopefully you're having fun. Hopefully you're learning something. Do share these episodes with your friends. We do want to spread the good word about the good things that are happening in this industry. And we want to help more people be a part of this industry in the right way. So thank you very, very much.
We do appreciate it. By the way, if you're wondering what Rob is laughing at, there's going to be a new drone competition at the fly-in. Last year, we had a fly-off. This year, we're going to make drones great again. We're going to have a hair-off with John McBride's long hair. And I'm going to grow my hair out. Then we're going to have a competition of who can fly over one another and have the longest, consistent, and cinematic flowing hair. So you have to keep the drone over yourself.
Who can flip the drone and give a clean haircut?
Ooh!
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Anyway.
There's not enough insurance.
All right. All right, guys. I think that's going to do it for us today. Wish me luck on the bachelor party. And if you want to support the wedding, I can send you my honey fund.
All right.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Dronia.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.